Welcome to Art Speak with Burnaway, an online magazine dedicated to contemporary art. Each week, we engage in dialogue with artists, critics, curators, scholars to bring context to current and upcoming events in the arts in Atlanta. Welcome to Art Speak. I'm Clara Maxwell, and today I'm joined by Jeff Rich, photographer and curator of Eyes on the South on the Oxford American. And today we're just talking about mainly Eyes on the South, and how long have you really been showcasing photographers on Eyes of the South, and how did this idea really get started?
The project started about a year ago, actually, in late August of last year. So the Eyes on the South column, the thing that I found important about it is that, I think the thing that the editors at Oxford American find important about it is that it's a way for emerging artists and artists in general, photographers, to really get exposure for their work. And it's a weekly column. So, you know, Oxford American is typically a quarterly, so it only comes out four times a year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this way, readers, Oxford American readers and the audience can really go on every week and see a new artist and read about issues, newer issues in the art world. And that's really the most important part to me is just keeping up with sort of what's happening in photography in the South. And we just started talking about different ways we could represent sort of emerging and up-and-coming photographers mm-hmm. in the South and really focus in on the South itself. So the photographers didn't necessarily need to be from the South, but we wanted them to have a project about the South. So every project on the site is specifically documenting some aspect of the South and some, you know, cultural aspect of the South.
Okay, what kind of work do you really find attracts you when you're putting together work for the column?
You know, first and foremost, as an art, as a documentary sort of photographer, I'm really attracted to that, you know, and for sort of selfish reasons, I guess, but that's sort of what really catches my attention initially is these sort of documentary projects that really speak to, you know, issues in the South, you know, whether they be, you know, wider issues like power, like we had an artist, Andrew Hefter, who did a project about the Savannah River site. And then we also had artists do projects that are much more personal. So, you know, kind of a wide range, but in a relatively documentary style. I keep it a little bit loose just because the work, like, actually there's an Atlanta artist on there, Stephanie Zauda, who we featured, who is much more conceptual. And that's kind of, I kind of want to work more conceptual work into the feature, but, you know, it's just a matter of kind of finding that work. I think the documentary is a little bit easier because it's a lot more common. But, you know, anything that's just really captivating, you know, I think that the artist's vision has a lot to do with how interesting I find it. So if the artist's vision is really strong and cohesive, mm-hmm. that usually is kind of the first criteria.
So do you find that your own photography practices are ever influenced by new artists that you come across or new people that you're discovering?
Yes, definitely. I am constantly, like every week, basically the way this works, every week I am looking for new artists. So mm-hmm. I'm usually doing that online. And that sort of act of looking at new work really sort of inspires me to create more work myself and really sort of look at the different issues in the South. So my work is typically documentary, and finding sort of new subjects, I think, is really fascinating. And, you know, a lot of these artists have found really interesting subjects that, you know, the mainstream media never covers.
Mm-hmm. Are there any people you can list off that you found recently that maybe have struck you the most in terms of issues that they're covering in the South?
In the past 6 months, there's been a lot of different artists that have been really interesting. I think that there was an artist, actually, Colin Stearns, that we featured, I think, back in August, mm-hmm. who is covering the Mason-Dixon line. So he's basically tracing the exact line that was originally surveyed as the Mason-Dixon line. And I found that work really inspiring in that he set down these parameters and then sort of worked around this almost really strict geographic parameter. And I like that because that's kind of a lot of what I do, in that, you know, I stay in this geographic sort of watershed parameter. So that Colin really let himself photograph whatever he wanted, but he stayed along this line.
Right.
And he documented the line in a way that I think really informs our idea of modern landscape and also kind of plays with the idea of South versus North, you know, because Mason-Dixon line is such a sort of cultural mm-hmm. thing where it's like, you know, you're either in the South or you're in the North. You know, people imagine like one side is totally different from the other, but the work doesn't really show that at all. You know, it's just this sort of sense of place that you get. You don't get a sense of the South or the North, really.
Thank you so much, Jeff, for joining me on Art Speak. And this has been Art Speak with Burnaway, and we will see you guys next week.